I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Krispy Kreme, that donut maker that used to spawn front page coverage every time it opened a new franchise, has admitted that it's in big trouble. It's hired a new CEO. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first of all, tell us what went wrong with Krispy Kreme.
Well, Madeline, it's been pretty bad for several months for this company. If you look at the company's stock price alone, it's dropped from close to $50 a share a year and a half ago to less than $10 a share now. It's issued all kinds of earnings warnings, including one yesterday after the announcement that the CEO, Scott Livengood, would depart. They said sales are still declining. The company will probably report a loss for the current quarter. It's also in potential default on a $150 million line of credit. It's facing an investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission into how it does its accounting for franchises. And on top of all that, it's being sued by shareholders. So not a pretty picture.
And the company announced Stephen Cooper is the new top executive. Who is he?
Stephen Cooper is what's called a turnaround specialist. He basically makes a living as a sort of corporate lone ranger riding in to save the day. This is all he does. He goes into companies that are in trouble and, as the title implies, turns things around. He's got a pretty long track record of successes with some big names like Sunbeam, Federated Department Stores, Polaroid, Boston Market, and most recently, he's the guy they brought in to see Enron through its post-collapse bankruptcy. In fact, he's actually still working there and will apparently be splitting his time between Enron and Krispy Kreme. Of course, Krispy Kreme isn't bankrupt yet. They're hoping that he can keep it that way.
And so what are his plans for the company? What's next?
Well, we put that question to Norm Bartzak. He's a professor of accounting at Columbia University, and he says he expects the company will be placed on, you guessed it, a diet.
If I were Mr. Cooper, I would be coming in to make the company fit again. One of the criticisms of Mr. Livengood was that they were going to expand and continue to expand without slowing down, and I think now you're forced to slow down. And I think that you can position the company to grow again in a much more controlled fashion.
And, of course, it was what some critics called really quite uncontrolled growth that got Krispy Kreme in trouble in the first place. They were opening franchises, it seemed like, you know, once every week or so. It simply grew too fast, and it just did not have the corporate infrastructure it needed to support that growth. So expect a lot of stores to close, as well as trying to prop up the company internally. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we delve into the database the feds use to track alleged terrorists and you and me.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
Thanks, Madeline.